Now, what are the advantages of negative testing? Proper handling of negative scenario improves the quality of the application. That means you make the system more robust. With proper handling of negative scenarios, you are giving not only the next point, which is a user-friendly option, and the user know what's happening, so he would be able to use the application better. But you're also ensuring that at the back end where the data is getting stored, you would have more valid and more quality data rather than just random data. So overall, you're just improving the quality of the application. User-friendly handling of exceptions and warning message can reduce crashes and improve quality. So when I make my exceptions, understand today it's everything about the user. I need to ensure that the user is liking the application, and hence I cannot just randomly just close the application without informing the user what he or she is doing wrong. You want to inform, oh, you cannot enter files in this format. Please reduce the size of the file, or it needs to be a certain size. So what will happen is the user is aware and can work accordingly with the application. Frequent application indicates instability, but applying negative testing can identify and fix the root cause to make the application more stable. You do not want the application to be crashing very frequently. People will assume that there is something serious along with the application. It very clearly shows that the application is completely unstable, and that's the reason we are putting in negative testing, so that the application is more stable. We are able to find what is the problems, why is the application crashing, and not only that, we can tell the user also why, what he needs to do or what he doesn't need to do to ensure that the application does not crash. Negative testing helps users to know the limits of the application in advance, reducing the chances of encountering unexpected problems. That means if I do not want a user to enter the special characters, I will inform him beforehand, or as soon as he enters the first special character, it would give him a message saying no special characters, or if he enters a space, saying no spaces. There are times, and this has happened on applications, where I'm entering my email address, and because of the autosave feature from my browser, whether it is mobile or my laptop, it would enter a space, and then it would tell me invalid email address or invalid UPI ID. And then I was like, okay, why is it invalid? It's right. But then I go to the character and a text box, and I would see there's a space. Again, these limitations is what you would want the user to know, instead of just giving a message like invalid email address or invalid UPI ID, so that you don't expect, you know what you're supposed to do. Is negative testing important? Negative testing requires careful consideration of what, how, and how much to assess. It can be time and cost intensive. Now understand that when I'm doing negative testing, it is going to consume a lot more time. Like we said, basically in checking three requirements, I probably will require max 5 minutes, even if I consider, so 6 minutes, if I consider 2 minutes for every requirement. But that is just positive testing. Now imagine if I have to spend time, instead of three, testing 7 or 8 we discussed over here, 8 test case scenarios, which assuming it takes the same amount of time each time, instead of spending 6 minutes that we were spending here, we are now going to spend 14 or 16 minutes. So you are spending a lot more time, which makes negative testing very time consuming. And also along with time comes the cost, because anything that you find in negative testing, you will need to be given out back to the programmers and the or development team. They will need to make changes. So again, cost also becomes involved. Organization perspective. So what do organizations say? Is negative testing important or not? Negative testing is important to ensure good product quality from the organization's perspective and to confirm against failure. Any organization, if it are delivering an app or a process, you want to have something robust. You do not want to give the users a system which indicates instability or which caches too frequently. So a negative testing will ensure that you are staying away, or at least you're not looking at failure when it comes to your app. Even though it may be impossible to build a 100% error-free system, negative testing can help prevent failures and ensure application stability. So I say yes, it is impossible to build a 100% error-free system, but then negative testing can take care of maybe 99% of the possible issues that might occur. So it will help prevent failures and it will take care of application stability. Negative testing is crucial for determining security vulnerabilities, prevent hacking attacks, especially for applications open to public. So this is one more thing we need to take into consideration, is when I'm talking about negative testing, and this is obviously only people who have the domain expertise would be able to do this, like something like a database query where I'm fetching maybe the username to match the password and all, I can have an SQL injection. So is my system safe from an SQL injection? Because this SQL injection might just allow me to enter the account of any users, and if it's a banking account, then perform any amount of transactions. So do you want to prevent that? Especially when I'm talking about websites or things that are open to the public, you need to take care of all these possible hacking attacks. Client perspective, clients expect zero vulnerability product, especially for sensitive applications like e-commerce, online stock, which makes negative testing necessary. So like I said, SQL injection, I do not want where I'm entering my credit card details for the application to crash, or for seeing information that should not be seen. If I enter a wrong password, it's just accepting random option. You do not want all of that, because it will reduce the customer's confidence in you. So negative testing will help you take care of all of that. The cost of negative concern may concern the client, but analyzing the impact can help an informed decision of whether to conduct it or not. So, like I said, negative testing can be extremely cost sensitive and time sensitive. So you would want to confirm with the client in the beginning, or once the application is launched, whether he wants the negative testing done. Does he want to analyze the impact on where it should be conducted? There could also be organizations who are not aware about negative testing. So if that's the case, you will need to make them aware and also need to inform them about the benefits of negative testing, so they can decide whether they want to conduct it or not, or keep the project in budget. Pros and cons of negative testing. Pros: negative testing is crucial for ensuring a high quality, zero vulnerability product, because in negative testing, I'm also trying to ensure that things like XSS attack or SQL injection does not work. That means I'm preventing even the system from hack in that matter. So you are actually delivering a more high quality and a robust app when it comes to negative testing. Negative testing helps cover all possible cases, including that may occur unintentionally. So again, negative testing would depend on what are the kind of test cases that you are designing. It would also depend on your expertise in the field, or the expertise of the tester in the domain, because a person with more experience will be able to deliver more test cases, will be able to take care of more possible scenarios that are more likely to occur. even if those occurrences might be unintentional or one in a hundred. Performing negative testing can increase the client's confidence before launching the product. So the moment I've done or taken care of negative testing, the client knows that it is not only working as designed, it is thoroughly working as designed, because you have not only entered positive values, but you've also entered negative values to ensure that everything is on track with the product. So when he launches, the client also has more confidence that he would get a good response on the product. Negative testing can be unnecessary and a waste of time and energy in some cases. It is important to decide whether negative test is based on the conditions of the system. Okay, so yes, when I talk about the cons, negative testing at times may not work. Not in all the scenarios, and in certain scenarios it might be a complete waste of time and energy. So based on the conditions that are there, you need to decide that does this requirement require a negative test or does it not require negative testing. So you would need to take care of all of that. So something like a huge application where I'm taking first name and last name, at times people do not validate whether it's only alphabets or numbers. So at that point of time, I might not require. It would be in key fields that I would need to check for negative testing or conduct negative testing only in a certain amount of areas into the form. Skilled and experienced people are required to create effective negative test cases. This is what we were talking about, where I said instead of 7 test cases, I can have a possibility of 8 or 9 test cases. Why? Because the amount of skill and the amount of experience that you have will change. Also, somebody who is just studying or has just studied negative testing from someone who's actually been in the industry and checked seen scenarios would be able to be a better negative tester, or at least be able to write down better negative test cases for you. Clients may view negative testing and as unnecessary delay in the release and an additional cost. There's a risk as so clients may view. So at times clients may say, why do you want to do it? It's not necessary. It might push the delay by a day. And obviously a day's delay would mean a day's additional cost. They might go against it, but then again, purely depending on the kind of application, you might want to convince the client that why negative testing is required or why delaying the release is an important choice. It's like saying the initial Samsung notes that started blowing up. So if they had maybe, and everyone says it is because they tried to prepone the launch of the phone. So instead of preponing the launch, if at that point of time they had tested the phone better, something like this or such a big cost impact would not have come, which took them years to be able to have people get onto the note again. It almost resulted into a complete product being taken off the line. So it's very important to decide whether the delay caused by negative testing will impact the client or the product in a great way. There's a risk that testers may focus too much on negative testing, which can lead to the lack of focus on positive testing. When I'm talking about negative testing, that doesn't mean I only negatively test the application. I would also need to positively test and ensure the positive values are working. It should never happen that as a tester, you are focusing only on negative testing and not checking for positive value, which is an even bigger hindrance. Top 10 negative test cases. To thoroughly test the software, it is important to include negative which evaluate how the software performs under unexpected usage scenarios. Like I said, if the system expects a certain type of file, I will try uploading that type of file, but I will also try uploading a file which is not in that particular format to see that is it giving me an error or is it telling me to upload the right format of the file. Here are the top 10 negative test cases to consider while creating a testing plan. Embedded single code. So systems have a problem with a single code. So you would want to enter single code like a D'Souza or a D'Costa. You would want to enter those values into the system and see how the system is treating it. Is it able to accept or is it throwing up an error? Required data entry. This is what we discussed where I said if I have only numbers or only alphabets, is it taking in that values? Field type test, so something like a email address, something like a phone number. Is it taking the right values of website? Is it accepting the right values? Like it should have a www dot dot something after it or a @ symbol in the email address. That is what we do when we say field type test. Field size test, like I said, if it is a 10 fields, the field size can accept 10 characters. Is it accepting 10 characters? Numeric bounds test, what are the boundary values? Is it accepting beyond and above those boundary values? Limits, what are the numbers I need to limit it at? Date bound test, again, date bound test is very important. I cannot have an expiry date which is of the previous year in a card value. I cannot have a CC expiry date with a year month, date month year format. It would need to be a month year format. So all this date validity where we said no negative days, that means I cannot have a future date or I cannot have a lesser date than what is required. Web session testing, is the session working fine? Are the session having any problems and all of that? Performance changes. Is invalid value characterizing? Am I able to take in a large number of transactions or a large number of users at the same time? So positive versus negative testing. Positive testing, test for specific number of user inputs. Test for excessive load of inputs. Checks for valid set of values. Checks for invalid set of values. Test for specific number of user inputs is how many users are working. And when I say excessive inputs, I'm just clicking everything on and off. It is done to giving the positive point of view, numbers like 999. It is done by giving the negative point of view, which is if it's a numeric field, then entering alphabets after it. Done to identify known set of test conditions. Done with unknown set of test conditions. To check whether all client requirements while doing the project, anything that is not mentioned in the client requirement is tested. Anything not mentioned, but it should be in correspondence with what is mentioned. Otherwise I will have test scenarios again, which is requiring a lot of time because we are building invalid test cases. In positive test scenarios, password text should be except 6 to 20 characters. A password should not exceed more than 20 characters. So the 20 characters should be the maximum I should be able to take, but it should not also work with blank values. Except all numeric and alphanumeric values. So I will check for whether it's accepting special characters. Summary. So what have we studied from this chapter? Information is a valuable asset that needs protection in organizations. You are going to protect the information as and when you can protect it. Identifying the need for security in business processes is a challenge. So where is the secure need for security? Which fields need to be secure? What compliances need to be met is all which you will need to be studied. Compliance and governments are required adequate controls and evidence that they work. So like I said, if a organization is ISO certified, then I would need to ensure that all the adequate controls are in place. Also, I will need to show them the evidence that the controls that we have put into the system is working correctly. Negative use cases can help identify security requirements, as what the user should be allowed to do, should not be allowed to do. So obviously I cannot do an SQL injection. I cannot enter invalid values in a pin code or in a email address field or phone number field. So all of that will need to help identify security requirements. Also, if SQL injection is working, then you know you need to build the system. So if SQL injection is working, that means basically you need to modify the code so that the SQL injection would not work. So that security requirement needs to be implemented. Business analysis BAs need to study compliance government standards to identify control requirements and provide advanced evidence and audit trails. So as a business analyst, you would need to study all the possible compliance, especially the compliance that are being followed by the organization. If not, then and if the organization is not aware at all about the security compliances or what are the government standards, you would need to brief them and ensure they are implemented in your system. And also at the end, if there is an inquiry, you should be able to provide audits and evidence and audit trails that everything is working fine. Thank you.